It's been over 3 weeks of daily demonstrations at the front door of the hospital of Labrinfissa, and thousands of people signing petitions, but finally, Madrid's health secretary, Javier Fernández Lasquetti, has confirmed that this hospital will continue to have emergency units and will remain as a reference hospital to 300,000 people, both as inpatient and in consultations, but with the adding of 29 specialized programs for the treatment of the elder.
The Princesa Hospital isn't closing or being dismantled, but improving. It's going to be a referential hospital in everything related to the care of the elder, and it's going to be a hospital that will still attend to the referent population.
Lasquetti has insisted that the government of Madrid has not changed its initial plans, and that they have not been influenced by the protests around the collective health during the last few weeks.
Not only because of the pressure on its workers, but also because of the pressure on the user, who logically has a lot of power and a lot to say, and I think it's been influential in this change of direction.
To do all this, the Princesa Hospital will have €20 million less in the 2013 budget, which means a cut of €5 million more than they originally planned. This center's budget in 2012 was €153 million.
Ha habido una reducción de presupuesto.
There has been a budget cut. Now we must see if this new budget is viable or not. And even if it is viable, it must still go to the Assembly of Madrid for its approval. So until it gets there and is approved, we won't know if this is real and beneficial.
The Ministry of Health manages to seize one of the many confrontations of the health plans for privatization and cuts, but the health workers are still not satisfied, and the next 26th and 27th of November, called by the six unions of the sector, will go on a strike that will continue during another 2 days of the following week. If the 75,000 workers of the Spanish capital follow this strike, it would mean a collapse of the entire public health system of Madrid. And for this very same reason, the workers of the hospital are still demonstrating twice a day.
The turn back in the government's decision has given great hope to the workers of this hospital and of the entire public health system, who are expecting further steps to avoid the private management of the hospitals in Madrid, with the strikes called for the following weeks. Ian Díaz, Press TV, Madrid.